Welcome back for episode 107 of the Ross Bolin Podcast, otherwise known as RBP 107, brought to you by Grand X Media. I am your host, Ross Bolin, here at the Grand X Media Studios in Austin, Texas, with my producer, Michael Weiner.
Hello, Ross.
Hello, Micah.
Happy Thursday.
Sort of. Solemn. Solemn the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Okay. RBP 107 is brought to you by Lisa. If you're unfamiliar with Lisa, they make the greatest mattresses in the world, along with the greatest cozy slash sleepy time products you're ever going to find, like blankets and pillows. And these things are very important because if you find yourself getting distracted, perhaps underperforming, making mistakes at work or at school, forgetting things, being anxious, any mental ailments, a good night's sleep, a quality, an actually quality night's sleep could be what you need to get back on track. It'll make all the difference in the world. And the right mattress can be the difference between you just laying there like a slug and actually getting valuable rest for your mind and body. The right mattress, RBP gang, is the Lisa mattress, the product of over 30 years of experience in mattress engineering, hundreds of hours of testing comprised of three foam layers that provide cooling, pressure relief, body contouring, and support. Over 300,000 happy Lisa sleepers agree. The Lisa mattress gives them the rest they need. I sleep on a Sapira by Lisa. It's the slightly more luxurious, slightly more expensive option that you'll see when you go to lisa.com/RBP. It combines memory foam and spring technology. It is the most comfortable thing I've ever touched in my life. I love that bed almost more than any living human being. And you can get $230, $235 off your luxury Sapira mattress if you want to be luxurious by going to lisa.com/RBP. You get $160 off the regular Lisa mattress, which is more than phenomenal enough for any king or queen out there. LEESA.com/RBP, promo code RBP, $235 off the luxury Sapira, $160 off the Lisa. Grab a pillow. I have two. They are great. Grab a blanket. The Lisa blanket is unbelievable. I have one on my couch. It is waiting for me the second I leave this studio. I am going to get onto that couch and wrap myself in it. LEESA.com/RBP, promo code RBP. If you are new to our show, every episode is broken down into segments, which you can find with time cues below in the description. You don't have to listen to any of the preceding episodes of RBP, not one of the 106, in order to enjoy this one. And now that statement might be a little bit skewed for this particular episode, because we're going to talk about some things that perhaps if you've never listened before, you don't know what I'm talking about, and that's fine. You can just skip through that particular segment and get on to the entertaining stuff, and then we'll be business as usual henceforth. So obviously, if you like the show, if you enjoy what we've got going on, go back, listen to all those episodes that are waiting for you, and get all that priceless knowledge and all those inside jokes, and learn about animals and pirates and serial killers and ninjas and Vikings and samurais and life. Follow us on social media. We're on Instagram at the Ross Bolin Podcast, on Twitter at Ross Bolin Pod. We're also on Facebook somewhere. If you want to like us, you can find the page. Nobody knows where it really is. It's this big mystery. Nobody really cares, but there are like 7 people on that Facebook page just getting active with it. Every day through these social media outlets, even Facebook, we put up photos, videos, content related to the show, videos made by our unbelievably talented interns that highlight segments from old and new episodes. We make very important announcements about scheduling and release dates. We do contests. Very important that you follow us on Instagram at the Ross Bolin Podcast, on Twitter at Ross Bolin Pod, and then do what you want on Facebook. Nobody cares. Every day, the most fun part of the social media experience, in my opinion, as part of the RBP gang, is the Instagram story, because we fill the story up with y'all stuff. Photos and videos sent in by you, the RBP gang, directly to Micah and I, mostly through Snapchat. My Snapchat's at WRBolin, Micah's is at MicahTX. Keep the snaps coming, we'll keep filling up the story. I also check DMs, emails, all that different shit. Sometimes I'll pull from there too, but it's mostly Snapchat that fills up the Instagram story at the Ross Bolin Podcast. Look at the Instagram story every day. Some announcements and amends. First, gang cubed shirts still available on rowdygentleman.com, where during the month of November, which there's still a couple weeks left here, you can use the code RBP30 for 30% off everything site-wide on rowdygentleman.com. So grab your gang cubed shirt. You'll see it. It'll stick out. You'll know which one it is. It's for you. And then use that code RBP30 to get 30% off. Fill up the cart, everything, 30% off, RBP30. Some amends. I got an email from someone named Jessica. It just said, Ross, RBP 106, medical masturbation. Orgasms are actually good for you. They improve circulation and promote detoxification. I think this is why they are linked to preventing cancer. Can also help with migraines and promote healthy hormone levels. Google it, and you'll find a bunch about it. You shouldn't say things that aren't true if you don't want to take the time to at least do a little research, especially when it's readily available. Jessica was her name. Thank you, Jessica. Can I just say, I don't even know what the fuck I... Did I say jacking it wasn't good for you or your body or something? Did I say you couldn't jack it?
You said that it wasn't a good idea to sit around jacking it all day.
Oh, yeah, that's not a good idea still. I stand by that statement. But all that being said, I don't know if jacking it... not just jacking it, flicking it, whatever. Sorry to be gross, but I don't know if those things are good for you. Ask a doctor. I'm just a podcast guy. But I appreciate the email. Let's get into this first segment. A statement from Ross. I'm Ross. It's a statement from me. So I know a lot of people are listening to this episode. Probably a lot of people who don't normally listen to my show. A lot of Grand X fans looking for answers about what has gone on with our company the last couple days. Touchers, in particular. Touchers are what we affectionately call the listenership of one of our shows here at Grand X, touching base with post-grad problems, much like y'all listening right now are the RBP gang, for those unaware. You've heard me talk about this podcast before, Touching Base. I've had Will DeFries, Dylan Chivery, and David Ruff, the hosts of that show, on RBP multiple times. Those are a few of my best friends in the world. Micah was essentially the fourth host slash producer of Touching Base. And as of yesterday, that podcast no longer exists. And two of those three guys, Dylan and Dave, along with several other people, no longer work at Grand X as a result of unfortunate but also, in the end, unavoidable layoffs. So, this is what I was talking about at the beginning of the episode. For those of you who are new here, maybe this segment isn't for you. Skip forward. That's fine. For those of you who have been here or you're here just to hear me talk about this, here's me talking about this. It's been extremely difficult, it goes without saying. And there's a lot to process and unpack on every front. For the guys who got let go, for the girls who got let go, for me, for the people who are still here, for management, for the fans, for the listeners, for the readers. It's a lot of shit. And I'll just say this. Dylan, I've known for at least a decade, if you count when I met Blackout Dylan when he came back to Texas State as an alumni of our fraternity, which is something he still doesn't remember to this day. And Dave, I've known for over a decade, also met him at college in KA. He once, Dave, rhymed my last name, Bolin, with the word colon in a mid-frat party rap battle that no one else was even aware was taking place except for the two of us, and I still have not fully mentally recovered. Dylan, I worked closely with at Grand X for 7 years. Dave, I worked with for a handful as well. And here's what's important for you to understand. These guys were never co-workers to me. And by the time it was all over, they ended up being way more like family than even friends. And I know everyone wants answers. I know everyone wants clarity. When shit like this happens and everybody demands an explanation, my mentions on Twitter, my email, my DMs, everything has been blowing up nonstop for like 24 hours now, literally. And I'm responding when I can, just for the record. And I understand, when you care about people, even podcast hosts that you only know through a third-party medium, people you listen to for an extended period of time, you develop a relationship with these people, even if it's not a personal one-on-one relationship, it certainly is the next best thing. And when they lose their jobs, you get upset. That's the natural reaction. You want to hold someone responsible when bad things happen. So a lot of people are reaching out to me, trying to find someone to hold responsible. I get the feeling that some of you might even want to hold me responsible, which I can't even begin to explain how frustrating that is for me. But I wanted to first and foremost just explain to the listeners and the fans who are upset that if you're upset, can you imagine what this experience has been like for us? I would just recommend that before you get on Twitter or start firing off DMs or whatever in a volatile manner, you take a step back and try to look at this thing from all sides. And I know that's very difficult to do. I assure you, I have to do it as well. But it's easier to just get angry and start yelling at people than it is to actually think about what's going on. And I would just suggest you listen to what I'm saying, take it serious, take it to heart, and then develop what you have to develop from there. But don't just be angry for the sake of being angry. There's no real point for that. I mean, the outpouring of support that we've seen come in for touching base in particular, for that squad, has been a testament unto itself what they were able to accomplish in the years that they did their show. Honestly, in some respects, it speaks to what people who weren't even directly involved with their show here at Grand X were able to accomplish as well, some of whom no longer work here, like the two hosts I mentioned. But the fact of the matter is business, and unfortunately, business involves financials and money and math that is far beyond my personal understanding. And I don't mean that like as a knock on myself. I'm just admittedly terrible at math. It's not my expertise. I am a content guy. I'm team content until the day I die. I'm a creative. I create, I record, I write, I imagine, I make up things. That is my skill set, and that is who I am. On the flip side of that, business does not really have empathy. No matter how much you try to force it, business does not care about friendships over dollars. When it comes down to it, at the end of the day, all that matters is business. In business is the financials. That is the truth of it. When push comes to shove, the numbers have to make sense. If things don't make sense financially, things don't work. And things absolutely always do not work out the way you plan them to. In fact, that's not just a business thing, that's life. Like, it's almost always the opposite, or some freaky twist is thrown into the way you thought things would unfold. It's impossible to have full control over anything.
If I may, Ross.
You may.
This is weird. This company is weird. This job is weird. It always sort of has been. And it's weird for a lot of reasons. But one of the things that I think people, and I think people can feel however they want to feel and say whatever they want to say and tweet it and share. And it's been an outpouring to a certain extent. And Ross and I are still here. And that's, you know, but we're seeing all this. And God, I've never seen my notifications and my mentions and this stuff. People, there's a few things that I just want to say, and we'll get back. I know you've got more, but people have connected to Touching Base and to Backdoor Cover, and people they hear and listen to on this podcast, and the way people connect to this podcast in a way that they don't in any other medium I've ever seen. And I've worked in local news where you have the same anchor person every night.
Right.
People, you know, like that's sort of the only thing that I've ever seen that's kind of like this.
But you're speaking to podcasting specifically.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's a dynamic that we haven't seen before.
Right.
I think,
no,
when we've had changes in strategy in the past.
Yes.
The other thing to realize,
like with just, for instance, like if you wanted to say writing is a medium that people connect with each other through. We've seen that medium at work, and we've seen the connections it can forge, and the connections we've seen via podcasting have been
it's been a much more emotional thing because of that, and you know, the role that show in particular has had in a lot of people's lives and milestones. And I've seen all the tweets from people saying, you know, I found this when I was post grad, it got me through tough times. Every Monday, you know, Tuesday and Thursday, that was my commute. Those were the days I enjoyed going home, you know, all that stuff. So it's become a ritual, and we've been really good at being consistent, and it's powerful. The other thing though is like, this is a company. It is a business, and it's a weird business. It's always sort of been a strange one, and that we provide something to people that we, you know, we share, and we sort of like create a community that people get to live in with us.
Right.
And so it's more than just you know, we're not
it's personal.
Right. It's like when your dry cleaner closes down, you go, "Oh man, I like the lady that worked in the dry cleaning and they did a nice job and I enjoyed my dry cleaning."
Yeah.
But you know what? That's business. These things close down. And you know, when the awesome restaurant around the corner that you really liked shuts down, you know, maybe you like the owner, maybe you like meeting your friends there and you feel sentimental, but you know, you go, well, they probably had, you know, they had to do that. And so
plus your dry cleaning lady doesn't talk to you for like 4 hours a week.
Well, mine does, but she's annoying. And I do enjoy her sometimes. Anyway, this is all a way of saying that, like, at the end of the day, this is a business. And in order to keep the business alive and going, which I know you're going to talk a little bit more about the challenges here, this is what management had to do. And it certainly wasn't Ross's decision or my decision or the guys who aren't here anymore, obviously, or most of the people that are still here. It wasn't our choice. But it, you know, it's the people in management did what they had to do to keep us here, and so that you can hear Ross and I, and that we can keep PGP and TFM and keep that stuff going and still entertaining you, and that we can provide and sell the products that you like from Rowdy Gentlemen. And so it's not, you know, I think a lot of people are quick to point fingers and get angry and want to blame one person or a group of people or whatever it is. And in the reality, it's a very complex situation. I'll let you kind of speak to what you've seen since you've been at Grand
Sure.
X.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, business is a very hard thing. I know that's a stupid statement on its own, but it is. I mean, I've been working here for almost 8 years at the same company the whole time since I graduated from college. 8 years, January 3rd. And when I started, it was just three dudes in a room, me included, just figuring shit out. And that's what so much of startup life ends up being, just figuring shit out. And I figured a lot of shit out in my 8 years as a professional, whatever the fuck I am, media person, a lot. A lot of shit about business, a lot of shit about myself, a lot about life. I've watched a lot of close friends walk out the door more than once. I've lost touch with people that I used to speak with daily when they were coworkers of mine. And it never gets any easier. But I would not trade the experience I've had for anything. Startup life is not for the faint of heart. It is a brutal, taxing environment. When things are going well, it is extremely rewarding. And when things aren't going well and you face a day like yesterday, it is extremely taxing. And you have to face both sides of that coin or both edges of the sword or whatever. You can't taste the sweet without the bitter. So when it comes down to it, maybe nothing I can say is going to explain away your frustrations or pains. I mean, I can't say anything to explain away my own frustrations and pains in regards to the situation, so I assure you, it wouldn't shock me if I can't explain away yours. If I could, I would, and maybe I can't, but yet I'm going to try anyway. There's just no one simple thing you can point to and blame for what happened. You make countless decisions day in and day out as part of a startup that ultimately lead where they lead. And things went the way they went, and unfortunately we are where we are as a result. And I just want to say, I will obviously very dearly miss working every day with my best friends. I will always be extremely grateful for the time we had together and the opportunities we shared and the memories we were able to create and the fans we were able to entertain. But of course, I'm going to miss it. And I love those guys like brothers still, and we'll still sizzle and they'll get drunk and I'll get high and we'll sing "We're Far From the Shallows Now" or whatever in my house late night or whatever. But all I can do at work is move forward and keep pushing and keep growing the Ross Bolin podcast and keep doing my best to try and provide you all with the best possible show I can a few times a week. And keep trying to make as many people laugh as I can. And keep trying to help people think critically about their lives. And keep trying to help people implement positive changes. That's all I can do. So that's what I'm going to do. There will be more RBP than ever. Three episodes a week is the goal still. But you're going to see more content, more videos. And as a result of this refocused effort here at our company, it is my goal for you to get a higher quality show moving forward. And that is, I can promise. I will give you everything I've got until I can't give any more. And I know the situation sucks, but if you thought life was going to be all roses and candy and ice cream and ponies, you haven't been paying attention to anything I've said over the prior 106 episodes. Things go south, and when they do, you got to pick your shit up off the ground, grab your fucking lunch pail, and get back on the fucking horse. So here I am. Here Micah is. We're on one horse. I'm Small Spoon.
Cool.
Fair?
Yeah.
Let's fucking ride.
Let's do it. I've got just a couple other things to add. Media companies are hard. You don't have to be like a media consultant to see that. If you look around the landscape, this kind of stuff happens. It's happened a lot. I know there have been... name any website basically, that you followed over the last 10 years, and it's probably a lot different than it was before, and there's probably been tremendous cuts somewhere. That doesn't mean that you can't make it work, and some have timed everything right and made the right moves and have thrived. And at certain points, Grandex has done that. We've been at the right part of the wave, and then sometimes you come down. It is sort of a roller coaster. So this is all to say, like, I don't want anyone to feel sympathy, but it's you know, we're here and we're going to keep going. That's the only thing we can do now. And I can speak for myself that I'm going to miss all the guys who worked here and the gals. We had a good team. I've had more fun working at Grand X than any place I've ever worked. I still do every day. The last couple have been tough, but my day-to-day job at Grand X has been the most fun I've ever had. And I've met a lot of great people, and you know, it's not going to be the same. It never is. We can say we're going to go sizzle, but it's not the same as hanging out with somebody 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. And so I'm very sad about losing these guys from my life every day, because I've spent a lot of time around Dave and Dylan and Dan and you know, the whole squad, a lot of time, more time than I have my family or, you know, anybody else.
Shout out to Dan, by the way. It is very difficult to be hired and fired by the same company twice. He accomplished that.
He did.
Which is I'm joking, but I'm also being serious. That is hilarious and incredible. Also, Dan, just for the record, I reached out to him. I was like, I texted him yesterday and talked to him, and he could not be more like at peace.
Yeah, I heard he was at the gym lifting heavy, so he's in his happy place.
Yeah, he's just getting jacked up. He's just getting huge.
You know, right now for the fans of Touching Base, this sucks, and I don't know what the future holds, and I don't think everybody else knows what the future holds, but for the fans of RVP, we're gonna keep grinding, and I don't want to sound callous here, but nothing changes here. This show, this fucking monster just keeps rolling forward. And if anything else, as Ross mentioned, we're gonna have more time and more effort and more focus, and we're gonna try and make this thing better than it's ever been. And we're gonna give you as much content as we can, and we hope you like it. So, from that perspective, I'm 100% with you, and I understand everybody who's upset, and you know, it's crazy. Let me say one other thing real quick, and it may sound a little self-indulgent, but when I started at Grand X like 3.5 years ago, we didn't really have podcasting here. There was a TFM podcast that was done by J Train, a New York based comedian, and I sort of made a pitch to I ran into somebody who works at the company and who I knew from before. I bumped into him at Matt's El Rancho, in fact, the home of the Sizzle.
Sizzle.
And I was like, you guys should, you know, get into podcasting. You guys do any podcasting? What's the deal? And they're like, oh, we were just talking about that. And so I had a job. I had a good job. It wasn't, I was making a lot of money. But I just sort of like typed out an email of like, hey, this is what you guys could do. And we started, it took us a long time to get off the ground. And we did like one podcast for, you know, we didn't really have more than one podcast for the first 6 months I was here. Maybe even longer. I don't know. I have to look at the calendar.
Was it just OCC for a while?
We had the Inside TFM podcast when we first started.
Oh, yeah.
And then we, you know, one day, Will like tapped me on the shoulder and said, hey, we want to record something, me and Dylan and Dave. I was like, okay. And like, what's it called? Like, we don't even know. And so we just started doing that, and then Touching Base grew into Oysters, Clams, and Cockles, and it grew into a real network. And this is all a long way of saying I had a vision for sort of what I thought Grand X Media and Grand X Podcasting could be, but the level of personal, just the community, for lack of a better term, I always think that's kind of an overrated term, but the community that's happened and the personal stuff that we've created, this podcast certainly included, has exceeded any dream that I've ever had. And that a big part of that's not going to be here, functioning here with us anymore is sad and disappointing. But you know, we got a lot of good stuff to do, and I like working here, and I'm going to stay working here, and we're going to stay on this grind, and we're going to be creative and try and bring you guys things you like, and so that's it. I hope that wasn't too sad.
No, but. No. Also, keep reaching out to those guys and letting them know how much it meant to you, their show and their work. For all those of you who already have, I don't know if you know how much that means to them, but it means an incredible amount. So keep reaching out.
Those dudes are all real talented and would be a tremendous asset to anybody who's looking to do anything, really. I'd hire any of those guys to do anything. So if you're out there, their DMs are open, and you know, let's bounce back.
And just to put a cap on this, look, this statement was for y'all, for the listeners. Like, I there have been a lot of people hitting me up like, man, I'm so sorry. Yesterday must have been so tough. And I appreciate that. But people lost their jobs. I didn't. And this is what I signed up for. So I'm fully aware of the risks and rewards that come with this job. And I appreciate the sympathy, but I certainly don't need it at the moment. It is maybe needed elsewhere, is all I'll say. Don't give it to me. I don't want it. That's not for me. So I'm good. I'm still here. We're doing the show. It's going to be fucking great. I've said everything I can say. And I'll continue to respond to people when I can on social. But outside of that, like, I can't give you the details you want. You have to understand that. Like, there are lawyers and laws and business laws and things that surround these type of organizations that you can't just have people firing off at the hip fucking intimate details of businesses and shit on Twitter just for funsies. It doesn't. I'll just get myself fired.
The amount of wild speculation is pretty amazing.
God.
I guess that's sort of God help me, but I've seen a lot of it and lots of theories and conspiracies. And
I had to get off the internet last night. I haven't gotten off the internet in 8 fucking years.
Yeah, yeah, which is fine. I think everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I think that, you know, we're working to let everybody know. Here's what I can let everybody know who's listening, because I can speak for myself. I haven't been a part of management in this company, and so I don't know the circumstances completely, and I don't know exactly, you know, what we can disclose and all that stuff. That being said, I know that we are still here, and it seems that we're on a pretty sturdy foundation for the time being, and we're gonna keep grinding, and we're gonna keep doing the things that you've always wanted, that you've come to us to do, which is create content and products. So I'm gonna keep doing that, and you know, the company will change and we'll grow and do other things. But that's my pledge to you, the listener, and because I can control what I can do, and that's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna keep doing, and I know Ross is the same way.
I'm gonna do this show till I fucking die. One of y'all have to drag my ass out of here. That's not happening. I'll do it forever. I'm not even partially joking. And on that note, here we will continue the content with our next segment, Animal of the Week. So when I was born, my Mimi, maybe my grandma, either my mom's mom or my dad's mom. I can't remember which one, so I'll just credit them both. And mom, I know you're probably yelling at your speakers right now, but just chill. It's been a long week/life. When I was born, my Mimi or my grandma brought me a stuffed animal to my crib. And it was a panda bear. And I named him, or someone named him, I'm assuming one of my parents named him Mr. Bear. And then I named him that when I was old enough to name things. And I slept with Mr. Bear every night until I was 28 years old. And I'm kidding, but definitely until I was like 13 and I figured out girls were probably not going to be okay with that. Point being, I slept with Mr. Bear for a very long time. Mr. Bear and me were boys, tighter than tight. Anyway, ever since I got Mr. Bear, I've loved pandas. And actually, Mr. Bear is still with us, which is fucking crazy. He's very patchy, very dirty, but still with us in a closet at my dad's somewhere, which in a Toy Story kind of way is extremely fucking depressing. But hey, let's learn about the giant panda. Oh, also, can I just say one more thing regarding all this shit that's going on? Some angry Twitter person, again, I understand why you're angry, but the anger directed at me is a little perplexing, basically chalked me up as a dude who reads off Wikipedia for a living. This is about when I decided to get off the internet last night. And can I just say, sir, I read several other sites in addition to Wikipedia and do more research on any of these animals than your everyday average seventh grader would do on a research paper. And me even having to stand up for this show as being more than me reading Wikipedia is so ridiculous that all I have to say to that particularly angry Twitter person is kindly suck me beautiful. Anyway, the giant panda, also known as the panda bear, or simply panda, is a bear, as you might have guessed, native to South Central China. I read that almost directly from Wikipedia, full disclosure, suck my balls. They're black and white bears. They live in thick bamboo forests way high up in the mountains of Central China. They're omnivores. You know the panda. They eat bamboo. Now, they'll occasionally chow down on like a small animal, like a fish or whatever, but bamboo accounts for 99% of their diet. Can you imagine if one thing made up 99% of your diet, even if it was a delicious thing like chicken spaghetti? Now imagine if it was a fucking vegetable or a veggie or a like bamboo or like a stick or leaves. Fuck, it sounds awful. Anyway, every day these fuckers fill their tummies up for up to 12 hours. They spend a ton of time eating, shifting up to 12 kilograms of bamboo, which in America is over 26 pounds. They have to eat anywhere from 26 to 84 pounds of bamboo every fucking day, which is a hard task. They got these big enlarged wrist bones that function as opposable thumbs to help them do this. They've also got super broad and flat molars, pandas do. The shape of those teeth helps the animals crush the bamboo shoots, the leaves, the stems that they eat. And they chomp up that bamboo, and they hold the stems with their front paws, and they just chow. And they need that bamboo. A panda needs at least two bamboo sources where it lives, or it's going to starve. The scarcity in bamboo is one of the big problems. It's a threat to the already limited panda population. A newborn panda is about the size of a stick of butter, about 1/900th of its mother, of the size of its mother at the time it's born. That's nuts. And it grows to be like up to 330 pounds as an adult. And despite that massive amount of weight, they're incredible tree climbers. The cubs weigh 100 pounds at a year old. 100 pounds. People have big dogs. Like somebody brings over their like, you know, we have a lot of dogs in the office. Somebody will bring like their 60-pound dog. And I have little dogs. Bruce and Bella are small. They're 12 and 9 pounds or somewhere around there. You bring a 65-pound dog up here, and I'm like, God damn, that's a big animal. Now imagine a 100-pound fucking panda cub at a year old. It's just a big boy. The interval between births in the wild is generally 2 years. And these adult females in charge of the birthing, they weigh like 200 pounds. They climb like, all pandas can climb like up to 13,000 feet. And they're also very good swimmers.
What?
They're athletic. For looking like they do, which is like a little stuffed animal that you just want to cuddle and like they're kind of chubby and furry. They're very athletic. Great swimmers. Great climbers. They do handstands against trees and shit. That's how they chill, apparently, sometimes. I don't know why. That doesn't seem very chill, but it's what they do. They're shy animals. They don't go around where people live. You don't see pandas in the cities. They're very restricted to certain very limited areas. Here's a fact from National Geographic Kids. Scientists aren't sure how long pandas live in the wild, but in captivity, they live to be around 30 years old. How the fuck is that a fact you're going to throw at a kid? Yeah, we don't know how long they live, son, but we do know this. At the zoo, they can be 30. What am I supposed to take away from that, Pops? You telling me the panda is some kind of fucking mythical creature that can live to be 300? How does no one know? You don't know how long they live in the wild, National Geographic Kids? I just feel like that's... I didn't even look into solving that fact because I was just like, you know what? No. If the kids have to grow up with it, so do the RBP gang. Everyone needs to go with these National Geo Kids facts is the only things they go off of. It is thought that giant pandas, these magnificent mammals, that they're mostly solitary. They only come together briefly to mate, the males and the females. But more recently, it's been suggested through research that giant pandas occasionally do meet outside of breeding season, and they communicate with each other through scent marks and calls. One last crazy fact about pandas. Unlike most other bears, like when you think about bears, you think about what? You think about like Winnie the Pooh, and you think about hibernation. Maybe the bear from Robin Hood, Sheriff of Nottingham. He was a bear. That's a bear that I don't want to be around. But you think about hibernation. These pandas, they don't even hibernate. They don't do that. They don't play the hibernation game. When winter approaches, they just head lower down in the mountain homes to warmer temperatures, and they continue to eat bamboo. That's it. There's no time off for the panda. Nature's hustler. Nature's hardest working bear, some have called the panda. No one's ever said. I don't know if anyone said that. Anyway, that was your animal of the week, the giant panda. And now a word from our sponsor, Liquid IV. Winter is here. Ned Stark always said it was coming. It is here. And that means lots of colds and lots of flus and skiing and snowboarding and trips to the mountains and whatnot. And what do all those things have in common? You need to be very well hydrated. When you're sick, it's very important. What do they tell you? Drink lots of liquids. When you're on a mountain, when you're in elevation, when you're skiing, snowboarding, what do they tell you? Drink lots of fucking liquids. You're in high elevation. You get dehydrated very easily. And that's where Liquid IV comes in. Liquid IV is not your average electrolyte drink mix. It has a non-GMO, clean ingredients. It's healthy alternative to traditional sports drinks that have done for far too long and been feeding you far too much sugar and other garbage that's not good for you. You don't need all that. Liquid IV comes in these little individual serving packets. You just pour them into your water, and voila, your water is a million times better by math, by my math anyway, delivering hydration to the bloodstream faster and more efficiently than water alone, making sure you stay hydrated to recover from or avoid altogether that cold or flu, or helping you fight altitude sickness up there on that mountain during your ski trip or recover from that hangover or whatever. Liquid IV can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Fuels tough workouts, helps prevent muscle fatigue, promotes healthy post-workout recovery, and obviously this is a great product for battling a hangover. Quit grabbing Pedialyte or Gatorade or whatever garbage you're dumping into your body without realizing it's packed with a bunch of unnecessary sugars and shit that you don't want or need. Go with Liquid IV. For every order placed, they donate one serving to people in need. I love this stuff. I know you will too. And right now, the RBP gang gets 20% off at liquidiv.com, liquid-iv.com, when you use the promo code RBP at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Just go to liquid-iv.com, enter my promo code RBP to get your 15% off and start getting better hydration. That's liquid-iv.com, promo code RBP. Next segment. Houston Rap Song of the Week. This week's Houston Rap Song of the Week is by Zero, as many, many, many Houston Rap Song of the Weeks before have been. And the song is titled Continue to Roll. Not coincidentally, the last two words I just said, not coincidentally, were not part of the song title. The song is titled Continue to Roll. It's off the album I'm Still Living, his 10th solo album, Zero's. It was released in November of 2006. It was actually the second of three albums that were released while Zero was in prison off the label Rap-A-Lot Records, one of the most famous record labels in the entire rap community, hip-hop community. Everybody knows about Rap-A-Lot Records if you know rap. Everybody knows Scarface. Everybody knows, what the hell is the name of the dude who started up Rap-A-Lot? Smith, J. Prince, J. Prince Jr., not Smith. J. Prince and J. Prince Jr. Everybody knows J. Prince. J. Prince is the dude who intervened in the Drake beef with Pusha T. Very powerful figure in the hip-hop community. Also, maybe just dangerous in general. I went to high school with his son. He had spinners. I'll just say that. I won't say anything else. Anyway, on this album, there's another song, also a great song, called One Deep. I highly recommend you listen to that as well. I used to jam that song so hard back in high school when life was a fucking mess. My parents were going through a divorce. I was just an angst-filled teen. I hated everything and everyone and didn't understand why the world was so cruel, and I just wanted to get fucked up every day in an effort to numb myself out. Great song for that type of mood. I'll just say that. One Deep is the name of the song that I'm referring to. Again, listen to Continue to Roll. Listen to One Deep. My other favorite songs off of the album Still Living would be Remember Me, Let the Truth Be Told, the self-album titled track Still Living. Fuck, the whole album is good. Just listen to the album. And as far as getting fucked up every day would go to numb yourself out, I'll just tell you, first of all, that works. And then second of all, it eventually backfires so hard. It is much easier to just face the music, both literally and figuratively. So just go listen to this song and face the music. Face the problems you've got in front of you. Don't turn from them or make excuses or try to be angry or whatever. There's no sense in all that. And that's one of the things I've had to remind myself of as of late. So I would remind you as well. Houston Rap Song of the Week, Zero, Continue to Roll. And in the title, it's Continue and then the number two and then Roll. I don't know why rappers love doing that so much. It makes it difficult for Spotify and such, but it is what it is. We've reached the point in the show where I'm now going to request very peaceably, with absolutely no threats involved, that you rate and review the show. You should be subscribed already. That goes without saying. But if you would take 20 seconds to go on Apple Podcasts or wherever you play your shows and rate and review, and then if that's somewhere else that's not Apple Podcasts, also pop over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review there as well. Just write a couple sentences about why you like the show, what's good about it, why you think other people would benefit by listening to it, and give us a 5-star rating quickly. I would very much appreciate that. The one other thing I would ask that you do is each week that you're a member of the RBP gang, just tell one person, friend, family member, coworker, neighbor, any one individual that you can think of that you think they would really enjoy the Ross Bolin podcast. Shoot them a link to the Spotify or the Apple Podcast page or SoundCloud or whatever the fuck your friend uses. Just one person every week. That's all I ask. So rate and review, share the show with one person you think would enjoy it. And then follow us on all our social media accounts, on Instagram at the Ross Bolin Podcast, on Twitter at Ross Bolin Pod. We're on Facebook somewhere too. Nobody knows where, nobody cares. You can follow me, Ross Bolin, on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at WRBOLEN, at WRBOLEN on all three of those. Michael, where can the good members of the RBP gang follow you on social media?
You can follow me at Twitter and Instagram at Micah Weiner, MicaWiener. Do that, please. And if you want my power plant picks of the week, before they go to Twitter, you can follow me on Instagram at Power Plant Picks.
So if you follow you on Instagram, you get the picks earlier.
You get the picks earlier.
Wow, that's an incentive.
And as I've stated before, I am Team Followback.
Wow.
In fact, I spent about 20 minutes following every person that's following me. So
20 minutes of life you'll never get
well,
back.
Well, 20 minutes today alone, because people are like, oh, no, there's too many people. I am Team Followback. I will follow you back within a 48-hour period.
Wow, that's the deal. Within
that's the
a 48-hour period. Lovely. Hit RattyGentleman.com. Use the code RBP30 for 30% off during No Nap Shaming November. Remember, it is No Nap Shaming November. Very important. RBP30, 30% off, RattyGentleman.com. If you're looking for a way to directly contribute to making sure this show continues to exist into the future, that's a good way to do it, by going to RattyGentleman.com and grabbing yourself some clothes, using that code RBP30. And that way I can promise you that there will be an RBP108. No, I can promise you that anyway. It'll be coming tomorrow. I appreciate y'all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for letting me have a platform to talk about difficult things that happen in not just my life, but in this shared community that we've built together as well. It means a lot. It does. And I know as difficult as maybe this day or two or this little time period here, maybe it'll last a week for some of you. I don't know. Maybe. That's how life is, man. You get shit thrown your way. You got to react to it and roll with the punches. And all I can say is that I'm going to continue to do that, and I'm going to continue to try and make sure that I can help as many other people do that as well and get some laughs and some knowledge along the way, hopefully. We'll be back next time. RBP 108 coming soon. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me, the show, everything we do here, and for supporting each other most of all. Gang, 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 peace be with you, and also with you. Cut the check.